Okay, so, okay, here we go. The thought in Quran, the thought is from who? The words are from who and the thoughts are from who? So the thoughts are from Allah. And the words are from who? Allah. So, thoughts and words from Allah.
G-H-T?
No, you forgot the H.
G-T-H.
T-H-O-U.
You
see, T-O-U.
No, 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 right there, before the O.
Yeah, after the T,
put an H. Here?
No.
I didn't look at the O. No, let me see.
You put an H over here. T-H-O-U.
Yeah. Now I need someone to volunteer to tie to put on the board right after me. Okay. All right. We're going to take in turn. This week is your turn. Next week is yours. Next week is yours. I'll go.
Okay.
You're supposed to. What I?
I'm gonna take notes. Stuff is recorded. My notes are the best.
Yeah, but also summarized. Okay. In hadith, what is the hadith? Hadith is the total opposite. Hadith is the what? Please.
She said I can do it. Because I need to write notes.
This man said I can do it.
Hadith?
Yeah.
Got it.
She can do it.
Okay.
And I have horrible handwriting.
Hadith? Hadith, the thought is from who? The thought is from
Prophet Muhammad.
Yeah, there's a chair over there. The thought is from the Prophet, and the words are from who? The words are from?
Prophet
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
Now, I want to guess, let you guess, what would be the hadith Qudsi then?
So what does it say after thoughts?
On words.
From?
No, not that one. The other one.
Other thoughts from the Prophet? Here.
No, this thoughts... And words from
the Prophet. But here, thoughts from the Prophets and words from the Prophet. How about the third kind? Huh?
The words from Allah that the Prophet narrated.
The Prophet? Okay. You're such a smart girl. I give you a girl, a point. What's your name?
Sadia.
Sadia?
What?
Forgive me. Sadia, right?
Okay, what?
Sadia, point.
What did she say?
Thoughts from Allah, the wording is from the Prophet. Good? Thoughts from Allah, the wording is from the Prophet. So Sadia gets a point. Now, we have question that we need to continue. Also, before I go far from here, let me branch legal. Good or bad, let's say. We have good deeds, we have deeds. Good and bad. The good. The good is from, the good are either sunnah or fard. The bad is makruh, and haram. Haram, can you fix it?
Yeah.
Haram. So the reason I'm putting this three is I don't want you to confuse this sunnah with this sunnah. You got to understand that? So these are two different animals, or two different things. The good deeds are either fard or sunnah. Fard means what?
Something you have to do.
Yeah, must. Must do. Or don't.
What?
Or don't. Which is the do's and don'ts? The do's and don'ts. Okay, the sunnah is good. Good if you do it. Okay to skip. Okay? Makruh here, it is good if you can avoid. And no, okay to do it. Okay to do it.
Not okay.
Not okay to do it. And then the haram, must not do. Okay? So, what happens here if you do sunnah? You take hasanat, you take good deeds, okay? Here, you must, there's no choice. So, the do's and don'ts, you know about the do's and don'ts? These are the do's, and these are the don'ts. The reason is I'm bringing this to your attention, because I want you to understand, there is a word called sunnah here, that means different than the word means sunnah. We agreed? These are the sources of guidance, and these are the legal structure. Halal and haram and all of these things. Okay, now let's go back to our enemies. When Allah created everything, okay? When Allah created everything, we said Allah will create because He is the creator. If he doesn't create, then false or useless, and it's not acceptable. It's not appropriate for God to have a false or useless name. Okay, we got this part.
Wait. Then Allah created everything. What?
Just a minute. I'm going to come to this.
We'll
come back to this. Okay. Then why didn't Allah just create trees and angels and He would be the creator? Why Allah just created? Do you were here last time? Why didn't Allah just create animals and angels and trees and they are not going to cause trouble? Yes, to make His name useful. What name is to make useful? Al-Afu? Al-Ghafur. Okay. If He doesn't forgive, then His name is what?
Useless.
Or false. So, in order for people to disobey Allah, they must have freedom for choice. Must have what? Freedom of choice. So this freedom of choice, people will make right decisions and wrong decisions, bad decisions. What makes them good and bad? Let me explain to you this particular point. The angels, Allah created two kinds of creation. Allah created the angels. Allah created creation that don't have a free choice. And creation that do have a free choice. Okay? So, the creation that have a choice, have freedom of choice, is what creation?
It's
what? Give me an example of creation that have free will, huh?
Human.
Free will means to choose what to do, what to say, where to go. Right? Isn't that freedom of choice? Go ahead. And there's also jinn. Jinn and humans have the true, have the freedom of the choice. How about the angels? How come the angels don't have free choice? Yes, Allah made them without temptations. Allah made the angels without temptations or lower desires. Without what? Temptations or lower desires. If you don't have a temptation or a lower desire, why would you commit evil? Right? It's impossible to commit evil. We are commit evil because our... because of our free choice, because of temptations and evil and lower desires and love of money and love of life and things like that. So Allah, when He created the creation, Allah gave a choice to this creation to either have a free will or not. Which creation is this, which is mentioned in the Quran? Which creation did Allah offer them to have freedom for choice? And they said, no, we don't want to. The heavens. Heavens and earth. So heavens and earth don't have free choice. Allah offered them to have free choice. They said what? No. We don't need free choice. Because it's so risky. However, humans are accepted to be to have a free choice. And in order to explain the free choice better, Allah creates a gap for you, or a void, where you fill it with your deeds. Okay? So, Allah, do you have the freedom of choice in everything? Huh?
No.
No. We have limited freedom of choice. Limited within the circle of influence. So, gap or circle of influence.
Circle of influence.
Yeah. Just write circle of influence. So, and then Allah leaves us to write our own book. To write our own what? Book. And this book is the one that's going to come in the day of
judgment.
Did Allah force anybody to do good or bad? No. Do the shaitan force anybody to do good and bad? No. So, in short here, that Allah created two kinds of creation. One, who accepted to have a free choice. The second, did not accept to have a free choice. Understand this? We humans accepted free choice. How? By accepting to be within a gap. There is a gap in life, and you're supposed to what? Fill it. If you fill this gap with good deeds, then you go to Jannah. If you fill this gap with bad deeds, then you go to hell. If you fill them with both good deeds and bad deeds, then what?
It depends
on the scale of the book. You write your book. If the good deeds are more, then you go to Jannah. If bad deeds are more, then you go to hell. If it's in the middle, then they stay on the mountain called the Mountain of Al-A'raf until the day of judgment is done, is over, is over with. Okay.
So,
now, go ahead.
If they stay on the mountain and they get different,
they go to Jannah. They stay in a mountain called Al-A'raf. The mountain called what? Al-A'raf. The mountain called Al-A'raf, okay, is a mountain between hellfire and Jannah. Okay? And they stay there scared. Scared, very much scared. And they stay for a long time until at the end of the day of judgment, Allah will forgive them and give them Jannah. Okay, so that fulfills the question. How about if they are equal? Huh? That answers this question. What if they are equal? All right.
Okay, so anybody want to give me a summary of what we learned so far?
First of all, this,
I'll take that as a no. So I'll,
this technical, these are technical issues.
Yes, you. You seem like the type to pay attention. So, what you have, you guys learned so far?
She gets a point if she does.
Oh, I want to go.
Sadia got a point.
I'll go.
Yes, Sadia.
Yeah, I want
to end. The what? Yes, go ahead.
Sources of guidances, and they're the Quran, which are the thoughts and words from Allah, and then there's the Sunnah, which are the thoughts from the Prophet and also the words from the Prophet. And then the last source of guidance is the Hadith Qudsi, and these are the thoughts from Allah and then the wording from the Prophet.
Mm-hmm. So far we have sources of guidance.
And then the deeds, which can lead to good or bad. And then for the good, there's sunnah and fard. And then for the bad, there's makruh and haram. And, yeah.
Would you consider
the
makruh bad?
Yeah, it's bad, but good if you can't avoid it.
Wouldn't it be over here because you can't
get
back deeds
this
from being
okay.
Makruh?
This is okay. Okay. Not okay if you do it.
Anybody want to name something that's makruh?
Yeah, something that's makruh.
Shrimp.
No, shrimp is not makruh.
No, I haven't
heard. Shrimp is okay.
I've heard
it.
Chicken.
Non-halal chicken.
Yes,
halal
chicken.
Okay. Okay, hold on.
There's actually an argument on Zabiha.
Don't get into argumentative things. Just tell me something that's clear.
Makruh.
Oh,
goat.
Huh?
Oh, tweezers.
To talk while making wudu.
Oh, my brother.
That's makruh.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody cares.
Because it's an act of worship. Yeah.
But
if you do it, is it okay? Is it okay to talk while making wudu? Is it okay?
No.
Yes.
Guys, is it okay to talk while making wudu?
Yes.
Looking
no.
at you guys.
No.
Yes.
It's
makruh.
It's
makruh.
It's
makruh.
If you do it, it's okay. If you don't do it, if you don't talk while making wudu, then you get good to eat.
What?
Right. Yes.
Like if you refrain from talking while you're making wudu.
But my mom always talks to me.
Yeah.
She's like, call me. I can't ignore
okay.
her.
Okay. Let's not go. This is enough for this area. How about this part here? Can you, who can summarize this part? Take her name.
Who? Her?
Yes. What's
name?
Your name?
Afreen.
Like Sadia next to it?
Afreen.
Do you want to spell that for me?
A-F-R-E-E.
Oh,
that's the same girl in my neighborhood.
E-E-E-E-N.
Yes.
Are
you ready?
No.
What?
Come on,
spell it.
No. We have...
Yeah, I can.
Ow.
We have four N's.
Someone's shopping.
Wait, I got you ready.
Okay, we have four enemies. Okay? Those enemies are trying to make us do what? Good deeds or bad deeds?
Bad
deeds. Okay.
And then our heroes are making us do it.
And ask you, I ask you, how come Allah creates His own enemies?
So how powerful
to be tested. That's right. So, this gap, the bad... The bad will fill this gap with failure, and the good will fill this gap with good deeds. Now, let's start from with the shaitan. Is the shaitan, what's the role of shaitan? And why did Allah create his own enemies? Okay. Good. And why did Allah create the shaitan?
He used it because it was his choice to turn
bad. Well, the shaitan is bad, right? Why did Allah create his own enemies? Yeah, but this is the... Why did Allah create his own enemies? Shaitan and other things. Why?
To test us,
number one. To test us. Can we be tested without shaitan? Tested with our temptations and tested with our lower desires. So those are enemies. Four enemies are... One, shaitan. Two, lower desires and inclinations. Third one is temptations. And the fourth one is love of life. Love of money and life. Love of money.
Isn't that temptations? Or lower desires, because that's like greed. And love of money and life. Life would be...
Love of money and luxury. You know, let's put it this way. Love of money and luxury. Those are the four enemies. How come Allah created his own enemies again? Huh? Why did Allah create his own enemies?
To test them.
To test us. Good. There is another reason for the shaitan to exist. There is another reason for the shaitan to exist, yes?
Wasn't it because...
Right. Yeah, that's number one. Number two is, who can think of number two? It is the contrast with Allah. Okay, which is what? If everything on this planet is sweet, if everything on this planet is sweet, there's nothing called sour. There's nothing called sour. Go ahead.
Why that's not a test then? Is it because everything's also
sweet? Yeah, I'm just giving an example.
Oh, okay.
It's an example. If everything on the planet is sweet, and I give you a piece of chocolate, and I give you a piece of
chocolate.
Wait, and then ask
this
you.
This thing is gonna dry.
Salt is
I'm taking.
Dry.
Hey, how about the red one?
Yeah, the red one. The red one's gonna dry. So I'm gonna cap
okay,
it and put it over here.
I don't
know.
You left
okay, please,
you
please,
so
please keep attention.
Yeah.
Again, I'm giving you an example. And this example to explain to you why did Allah create shaitan. Okay? If everything on earth is sweet, there's nothing called sour. And I give you a piece of chocolate, and I ask you, what do you think? Is it sweet? Then what do you say?
No.
Well, it depends.
It's
like
there's some chocolates that
no.
It depends.
Like, yeah, is it all natural?
No.
It is. Okay.
No.
Yes,
if everything around you is sweet,
yeah.
Then I give you a piece of chocolate. I ask you, is it sweet? You would answer and say,
no,
what do you mean?
Normal.
It's normal. You're asking what? You're going to say what?
It's normal.
Normal. How can we recognize sweet? By experiencing sour. Sour. How do we recognize the day? By the what? By the night. If you have day, if you always have day, and I ask you, okay, do you have nights? Then you're going to say, what do you mean? What do you mean you have nights? It's always like that. It's always like having day. Okay. How about being mean? In order to in order to recognize the kindness of Allah, then you have to experience what? The meanness of shaitan. You got it? In order to recognize the fairness of Allah, you have to experience what?
The
meanness of the shaitan. Or the non-fair, unjust fear, unfair things from the shaitan. Or unjust things from the shaitan. So what I'm trying to do here is say, in order to recognize Allah, you have to compare what? To the opposite. If the weather is always good on earth, okay, and then I ask you, is the weather good? What would be your answer? No, it's normal. Why? Because you haven't experienced what?
Bad.
A
person in Canada, if they came here for winter, what?
Do you understand the question? Do you understand this idea? So, Allah created the shaitan to be his opposite. To be his what?
Opposite.
So we recognize Allah by observing the difference. You got this part right? How would we recognize? How do we recognize the love of Allah or the mercy of Allah unless we experience the no mercy from shaitan? So we recognize Allah. So the second reason for creating the shaitan, in short, the second reason for creating the shaitan is to recognize Allah by making contrast. You know what contrast is?
The difference
between right and wrong. So if I tell you what is hot, what is hot? Can you tell me which is it's opposite to cold?
Hot.
Hot.
100 degrees.
Is it opposite to cold?
Yes.
Of course. If everything is hot, then it becomes normal.
Right.
You got it?
Oh my God, how did you survive?
You got it?
I can't even survive.
But you get the whole idea?
Yeah, I know.
What?
So, to recognize Allah...
Last week was 100, guys.
Oh my
God. Oh.
No,
guys!
Hold on. Don't draft into this direction. So, you understand now why Allah created his own enemies? And shaitan is number one for us to talk us into doing bad deeds or to test us. Number two is what are the two reasons Allah created one? The shaitan
the
for. One is to test us. And the second one?
Was to compare and contrast.
The second one is?
Contrast
Allah without comparing to the shaitan?
No.
Can we? Huh? Can we?
No H.
Are you sure?
N-I-Y-A.
You guys, I want to make sure you got this right. I want to make sure you got this part right.
Do you understand this, guys?
Yes, I understand that.
If a person from Canada came here during the winter, they'd think this place is godly. Because this place doesn't have snow, and so therefore they experience what great weather we have.
Great weather, yes.
Bipolar.
And lack of water.
No. In order, this person is appreciating the weather of California. Why? Because he experienced the weather of Canada or Alaska, right?
Meanwhile, we just say, oh, this is normal. I mean, we wish we had rain. We don't really realize what we have is...
The gift we have. We don't recognize it.
But
The minute you go to Alaska,
I get a point.
The minute you go to Alaska, then you say the weather is bad. Why the weather is bad? Because we're comparing with
California. Oh.
You got it? So, in order to know the kindness of Allah, we compare with the meanness of the shaitan. Do you understand? So, Allah, the shaitan is the total opposite for Allah. You got it now? Two reasons for creating the shaitan. One, to test us, two, to compare with, to recognize the
seriousness,
the greatness and the sweetness of Allah, mm-hmm. and the kindness of Allah. Got it?
Magic.
Okay.
Now, now, let's talk about the second enemy, which is temptations. Temptations. Temptations, we all know temptations. Temptations of selfishness, huh? Greed. Can you tell me more about selfishness? Can you tell me more about temptations? Evil temptations? Huh? More about evil temptations. Do you know more? Selfishness and greed and? Selfishness and greed and desire to eat more than what you need.
Oh my God, I eat a lot because I'm bored.
Nice information to know.
I know.
Now, then the temptations are for enemy, our second enemy, because second most, because it leads us to do bad deeds. Can you give me an example where the temptation of jealousy, turned a man into like a monster? Not a real monster.
No,
but turned a man into...
No, there's an actual story inside of our history where there was two brothers and one was way too jealous of the other.
Those guys, I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I remember their names. One killed the other. And then
raise your hand if you know the two.
Wait, wasn't it like in our history too? Yes.
Good. Good. Good.
Yeah.
Now, question. What happened to the temptation?
So how do jealousy affect the first brother, guys? Focus.
Please.
Okay.
He's jealous because he doesn't think that his girl is good enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
But hold on, girls. Okay. I'm not able to proceed when it goes this way. It takes longer and more painful. Okay? So now temptations turned into Habib into a monster. Why am I saying that? Because he did what?
Murder?
He did take a big rock. And his brother was asleep. He dropped it over the head of his brother to kill him.
So
now, hold on. A monster will do that, right? A human monster will do that. To have such a hate in his or her heart. So, temptation of jealousy. It does that.
What were the two brothers' names?
Yeah, I forgot.
Qabil and Habib.
Right.
Qabil and Habib.
Like
okay. So, how do you fight temptations? If you have if you're tempted to do something wrong.
Go
eat.
No.
Oh yeah.
Try. Don't stop thinking about it. Stop thinking what about it. So,
how do you do that?
If you have to.
Okay, I'll tell you how you do that. If you feel jealous of someone, say astaghfirullah and think about something else.
I'm on that way.
Yeah.
Change the subject you're thinking about. But if you keep saying, yes, okay, she is better than me, she is cuter than me, she's having a better luck than me. If you keep, this one is called, you're feeding the temptations to grow. You're feeding the temptation to what? Grow. You're supposed to what? Choke the temptation. How do you choke the temptation? By changing the subject. By changing what? The subject. So how do you fight the temptation? Bad temptation. By what?
Stop thinking about it.
And do something else. Think about something else. If you do that, then this jealousy will die. This jealousy will die. You got this part right? So the shaitan starts this jealousy, this temptation in your heart, and then you can either feed it or I'll tell you another example. People who are trying to lose weight, Their problem is that they cannot stop thinking about
food. Food is amazing.
Today.
And this will make it what? Harder and harder on them. Okay? But if they stop thinking about food, every time there's food, they just turn their face and start turning, changing the subject. Then we'll be able to lose weight. So you got here the technique to avoid temptations? Okay. How do you know if there is and lower desires? Give me example of lower desires.
A grand house.
Lower desires?
Lower desires. Find a big mansion.
Hunger. Hunger is a lower desire.
I said a grand house.
Lower desire.
Or a golden toilet.
Hunger is a lower desire.
Oh,
what
no.
else?
Shoes.
Hunger is a lower desire. What else?
Clothes. So, not really, because we're talking about something that's really built into us. Like hunger, we can't stop, but we can contain. Right?
No.
Wait, what?
I think I'd do
cannibalism.
What? Didn't you guys just survive Ramadan? Let's think about this. It's
Ramadan
one of those.
Different.
Yeah, way different.
You have like the biggest
stars
ever.
Yeah, you don't get you actually hungry.
Yeah,
you
know,
like,
I'm just mixed
next
to them.
Yeah,
honestly, like, they have
just love this.
Okay, can I get you guys to stop? Okay. Okay, so in short, we have four enemies. One of them is the shaitan, created to test us and to be the opposite of Allah, to recognize the difference by conscience. The second enemy is temptations. How do I stop the temptations from turning me into an evil? By what? Yeah, think about something else. Don't think about the temptation. Change the subject. Change the what? Subject.
Lower raise your
desires.
Hand.
Lower desires are like food, desire for food, and desire for meeting.
Talk
both are
school.
Lower desires.
Wait,
that
desire
be part
desire
for
what?
The best one ever. Desire for what?
Meeting.
Mating?
That's a lower desire.
Lust, guys, lust.
Are you
be
in like,
lust.
The UK
yes.
now? What are you talking about?
Lust. Lower desires, I'm talking about lower desires. Lower desires. You want to steal, food is a lower desire, and lust is a lower desire. Why do people date? Because of the lust, right? Why people?
Because people want to feel love.
No, your father and mother love you. They both love you. Then, what is love of? Okay, there is love of money and luxury. You can pretty much say that this can mislead you, like make you steal money. Money can be stolen because you love money so much, and you can trying to live or trying to get. Trying to get luxury will drive you to steal, to cheat. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get luxury. And we might add number five is the love of the hate of pain and the love of not pain. So people select things that are what? Not painful to them. And try to avoid things that are painful to them. That's another thing. That's number five. Or you can say this is number four. You understand? Which is what? Love of?
Money and luxury.
This particular one. Hate of things that cause you pain and love of things that cause, that what?
Happiness.
Love of things that don't cause you pain. Like fasting causes you pain, right?
No.
Yes.
hunger and things like that. You want to try to do it so that a lot of people will break their fast during Ramadan. Why? Because they want to avoid pain. They want to avoid pain. Okay? They want to avoid pain. And they want, they want things that are not painful. Now, someone who's skipping fasting because it's painful, that is an enemy of us. Like love of hate of painful things and love of not painful things. How about like some people like to skip prayers. Why? Because it's
what?
Skip prayers. Why? Miss prayers. Why? Because they think that prayer is painful. And they want to do things that are fun.
Not like necessarily physically, but like
they don't forget to get up every time.
Sometimes it's you forget, and sometimes you.
You're lazy.
Yes, you're lazy, and so sometimes you're consciously missing the prayer.
So
you know when it starts, you know when your prayer is, for example, doing Jummah.
Wait, but technically,
women don't have to go to Jummah.
Yeah, so the prayer. Oh,
did
yeah.
you do you know people? Do you know people who worship the god of pain and
why are
pain and the pain and pleasure? The god of pain and pleasure.
Like in so many like Greek and like Roman like religions and stuff, they always make like the god of evilness and like stuff like that. They always make it like woman.
Well, they don't.
Well,
they don't.
This is
mythology.
Isn't it like
discussion?
But here, I want just to finish this section. I want to finish this section. Some people worship the god of pain and pleasure. The god of what? Pain and pleasure. How? By avoiding every painful things, even if it is good. And by doing bad things, even if they are not good. You got me, right? So this is called the god of what? Or the motivation of what? Pain and pleasure. People like that, they say pleasure is Jannah, pain is hellfire, and money is God to worship. Okay? Money is God to worship. Okay. So now we know those four enemies. I would say... here, love of luxury and hate of pain. Or love of luxuries things.
It's right down there.
She wrote number five right there. Hate of pain.
Yes, and hate of pain.
Can we get to check our homework?
This is all four.
Wait, your homework?
Homework, you need to email it.
Wait, what if you shared it on like I typed mine on Google.
Well, yeah, I don't
know. Not unit class.
I don't get to.
I wasn't there last.
You can go to the website.
Last.
The website.
It wasn't there though. Like I checked yesterday.
She got it. Right? She just got it. She just got it on her phone.
Thanks to Sabia here. So she gets another point.